honest, it is electronic in house. The lyrics are more of just the cherry on top than the actual whole cake. So I guess it's a little niche that they took. They definitely played very well while showcasing their culture. Well, not necessarily their culture, but their language. Anywho, we have turned into the 2 o'clock hour. And yeah, it's time for station IDs, BSAs, and whatnot. And we will be back momentarily. You're listening to WMUC-FM Radio College Park, where college radio is good radio.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 2 o'clock hour here at WMEC Radio. This is, again, Zihan filling in for Past Irrelevant and the Irrelevant Show. We're into hour two of this 3-hour slot. And yeah, I think we'll start off the in the past hour we started off we were ending with some South Asian tunes that were slowly shifted towards the West Asian side of things, and yeah, off the nation, off the globe here, Finland for Past Relevant, where we showcase elements of ethnic music fused with modern genres, and I guess I didn't have that much stuff prepared for 3 whole hours, but still, I'll see what I play. I'll play what I see fit. We'll start the hour with the album, parts of the album Bojilak by Toshe Proeski is a Macedonian singer that was one of the most popular singers in the 90s and the 2000s all across the Balkans. And this album is called Bojilak, literally rainbow. And it is a album of traditional Macedonian songs sung by Toshe, backed by a symphonic orchestra. I mean, that kind of stuff always slaps. Anyways, we'll be playing, I guess, the first two songs of this album. Toshi Proeski was a superstar in the Balkan through its through its I guess you can say transition out of its darker times. And unfortunately, Toshi died in a tragic car accident in 2006. May his memories be a blessing. But anyway, here is Bojilak. We'll be probably playing the first two tracks. I believe they're called Bor Sadila Moma Evenia and Se Posvish. Posvrši Serbis Donka. Enjoy.
Moma Evgenija Borsa Dila Em Boga Molila Borsa
Parče sećam solzila
può sfarci serbe sdonka, se può sfarci serbe sdonka, tra la 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 serbe sdonka na jaričkovi, tra la 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 serbe sdonka na jaričkovi. Sopra le comșite, se sopra le comșite, tra la 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 comșite, drugarkite, tra la 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 comșite, drugarkite.
So that was Toshi Proseski's songs Borsa Dina, Moma Evgenia, and whatchamacallit? Se Posferishi Serbes Donka. two albums, two tracks out of 14 off this album that is basically Toshe doing the most classic Macedonian traditional folk songs with the symphonic orchestra. Which honestly, I don't understand. I don't even understand what the titles of the song mean, but honestly, the music was pretty badass. Like, think about it. Like, the most popular singer of a country / region doing folk songs with the whole orchestra. It's just no matter you can appreciate it or not, it is a pretty badass thing to do. I mean, I don't know, Taylor Swift can try doing that one day. Anywho, I did, obviously, on this show, Off the Nation, Off the Globe, when we play anything with symphony involved, it's probably because I need some filler time to kill, because, you know, the pieces with the orchestras are usually... They're usually pretty long, and so I can give me some buffer time to figure out what to do next, what to play, and what to say, and in what order and whatnot. Anyways, next up we have we'll play a song called since we're in the general region of Eastern Europe / Western Asia. We'll stick around that region for a little bit, I guess. Next song is, it's a shout out and a tribute to one of our stage alumni, Dennis David Dayan. So Dennis is a Syrian Jew. I still remember the first time when I heard about it, I just. You know, without thinking twice, I just said, sorry to hear that. Oh, man. But Dennis was chill. Dennis has always been and will always be a proud, proud Syrian. And, you know, even through the Bashar year, through the Assad years, you know, like, it's even though the country's been through a lot, I think, from time to time, gems of their culture still pop up on the internet. And I think this got viral because this song got viral because there's a pretty grainy old image of a clip of this song live on the interwebs. I forgot whether it's blew up on Facebook and Instagram or TikTok or whatever. Basically, a woman that looked somewhat gives a bit of Lana Del Rey singing this Syrian song live. While casually smoking a cigarette as a part of that music video. And that is that was dubbed by many as Yala Del Rey. Yeah, her real name is Saria Al-Sawas, and that song's name is Bas Esme Mini. And I play the song as a tribute to Dennis, not only because he was a proud Syrian and loved to like comment about like Levantine pieces of Levantine culture blowing on the internet, because I lost my thought there. I'm playing this for Dennis not just because he is a proud Syrian, but also because he is also a expert meme lord, and especially when anything remotely related to the Levantines pop up on the interwebs, he's one to appreciate it with us and maybe give a sly comment about it. So, Dennis, this is for you. Saria al-Sawas, Bas Esme Mini, also known as the viral Arabic Lana Del Rey clip. Hope you're doing well in New York City, and keep being you and keep being Syrian. I guess this is just like a Syrian, modern Syrian folk pop, electro folk pop, I guess, but it's mostly, you know, for you, for Dennis, remembering Dennis. Enjoy. All right. Anyways, that was Bas Esmimini by Saria Al-Sawas, a Syrian singer. It is not really psychedelic per se, even though it might sound like it's a psychedelic. It's just, that's just how music is in the Levantine. I don't want to go ahead and just say it's set to a Dabke beat, although a lot of the music in the region revolves around Dabke, kind of a line dance that's essential to their identity. And obviously, the audio quality is a little grainy, but that's kind of part of the whole meme value of the song. Because, you know, like, you know, the fact that we were, some people were joking about that clip of her looking like Lana Del Rey, but would have been funnier if it was, you know, something that looked like it predated Lana Del Rey by many years. It's like, ooh, it's just casually, in the vault, there's an Arabic version of Lana Del Rey. Well, enough about Lana Del Rey, and more on to internet than meme, and meme music, and the spread of music through memes. Obviously, like I mentioned, this song with a clip of the music video of this song went viral on the interwebs. And it happens a lot nowadays, especially if they're positioned in a way that invokes certain geopolitical history. It's a very interesting observation I've found surfing the net nowadays, which really brings us to the next song. I don't think this song would not have been known because of a interestingly edited clip that's been going around the internet for several years. This song is called Lemoni. Someone, for whatever reason, edited this song to a clip of Family Guy back in the days making fun of the whole Iraq thing, if you know what I mean, with Stewie as a fill-in in a cutaway joke as sort of a Saddam Hussein. It's not just any song that was that was edited onto that clip. I mean, the song itself, it does sound like a regular, you know, Iraqi song, for lack of a better word. But it's called Lemoni, it is a birthday song for Saddam Hussein. It quite literally is, and it is a song kissing Saddam's ass for, excuse my language, but for lack of a better word, yeah. And now it is going around the internet with some Family Guy clip. Isn't the internet a crazy place? But anyway, the crazy thing of all is the song is actually, it's kind of stuck in my head. It's only the clip itself only played a few seconds of it, but I think it's I like that song. I, as much as I hate to say it, I like the song. So anyway, here is Lemoni, a song that basically is a happy birthday song to Saddam Hussein. Enjoy, or not.
الشربان مي تفرع والجوهان ابو سواع يا يما عجل صدج فلا انسى Thank you. عز اللي ولد
All right, so correction. That's actually not called lemony. I think it's just the phrase that was repeated a lot in the refrain. So they kind of put it in the title, but put it in a video title, excuse me. But I think the actual name of the song is Sadam Yabo Adi by Dabkat Tarab. And like I mentioned, it's blown up a bit recently, and it's likely that people saw it with Stewie from Family Guy. This goes into what I was ranting about, you know, the memification of the spread of music. At Off the Nation, Off the Globe here, we always, you know, we praise the internet for spreading music far thousands of miles from its place of origin and giving giving greater exposure to genres that are probably obscure or just localized to one place into music that, you know, has fans from all over the world. But then the whole, internet culture and meme culture really changed things a little bit. I mean, obviously, this is bygone geopolitics, geopolitical history. Like, I don't think FCC or FBI or CIA would give a darn about, you know, this song being played now in 2025, really. But why is this song a little bit getting viral? You know, like, it's hard to explain. The algorithms nowadays, the social medias nowadays, it is this environment that just kind of promotes brain rot, for lack of a better word. It makes spread of music interesting, to say the least. And a lot of it is just digging up old stuff like this. Like, you know, like, I'm pretty sure Saddam's a skeleton now, or I don't know. He's a skeleton now already, but this kind of stuff, soon into a Family Guy clip, still really gets people. And but you can say it's a good thing or a questionable thing, but the undeniable thing is that this tune got heard by millions more people out of the blue. And itself, it's, I guess, it's not a bad tune, but it's just a weird way that old, like old music and sometimes ethnic, strongly ethnic music get exposed to the rest of the world nowadays. Perhaps this is the way it will be. I don't know. But yeah, otherwise, it is really just a pretty standard Levantine song suitable for, as we mentioned, dabke, the line dance you do for everything, for every occasion, really, around that neck of woods. And no, I don't want to associate with this song with our former station member Dennis. As much as he's a edgy meme lord, as many of us are, I don't think he would like to have a song about Saddam Hussein dedicated to him on the airwaves. But anywho, let's move on from Middle Eastern geopolitics, shall we? And let's see what's up. Let's get something more uplifting next. All right, we'll be playing. I think we'll be playing a song called Sinta Satu Malam. We're going to switch back to Southeast Asia for a bit now, because we started off with Nusantara beat and Indonesian psychedelic rock. Got me researching into some stuff, and perhaps we'll talk a little bit more about the genres of Indonesia for a bit. Anyways, this is Sinta Satu Malam by Melinda.
Thank you.
All right. What you just heard was Cinta Satu Malam by Melinda, which is really, in fact, a cover of the song Every Time We Touch by the German dance group Cascada. Obviously, it's that the original song obviously is a song that you've heard everybody has heard way too many times. But I guess the Indonesian twist on the song is more mellow. Like instead of the hard beats in the hard house beats, it gives a more easy listening sort of vibes. That's because what we call a koplo song. Funkot koplo songs. Funkot, which is an abbreviation of funky kota, is actually a genre of electric dance music that emerged in the 90s in Indonesia, usually featuring pretty fast house music. Tempo is about 160 220 beats per minute. Many interesting names exist for this genre, including hard funk, house kota, Indonesian house, or Indonesian hardcore. But it's really more mellow than your average house, because it has significant influence in dandut, dandut, or specifically dandu koplo. And this is where it gets interesting. Dangdut, so dangdut is known for, you know, the basis of one many dangdut is small hand drums, right? So obviously that's why, you know, it's the funkot edition of Every Time We Touch, you hear is more of a. Instead of you know, like electronic beats, it's more of like a beat where you can play along on a small set of hand drums. I forgot what they're called in Indonesian, but you know, it's like, instead of bam 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 bam, as a lot of house rave music is like, because obviously funkot has roots in dangdut. But then it's just not any type of dangdut, because what we're looking at here is a song, a dangdut koplo song specifically. It is a dangdut koplo. The term koplo comes from the slang for a hallucinogenic drug that's sold very widely and cheaply around Indonesia. And dangdut koplo is named this because it plays at a faster tempo than the standard dangdut, and is supposed to give listener a feeling high. Feeling high. Definitely sounds more like modern dance music than traditional Southeast Asian folk arrangements. The dangdut sounds, but like sound, are coming from something called kengdang or gengdang. It's a two-headed drum used all around the Indonesian archipelago, usually paired with the gamelan. But in funkot, they go more easy sometimes. Even though they go easy sometimes, more with like cowbells and woodblocks, because obviously it's dangdut itself. It's a very easy. It's an easy kind of beat. Funkot, obviously, is itself. The name is itself. It's in the mix of funky house and dangdut, as mentioned, and the track we just heard. Cinta Satu Malam is a part of a wave of koplo dangdut songs with funkot influences, and eventually funkot and dangdut became very intertwined. Although for the most part they still retain their distinct identities. And Fangkot is actually, I would say, a spiritual cousin of Budots, which we featured on the show before. Every distinct EDM music that's fused also fuses local percussion rhythms with modern EDM techniques. And it sounds like Southeast Asia really have their really good mix doing their own house EDM thing. They really love the high-pitched synth and the funky beats, but they can always put a little twist on them. And apparently, but from what I've read, it's even exported itself to Japan. Huh. But anyways, that was the cover of the Indonesian Fangkot cover of Every Time We Touch by one singer named Melinda. And yeah, thank you, whoever's listening. Thank you for going through this whole modern ethnomusicology class about Indonesian electronic music. I know it's dry stuff. It's probably a bit too exotic for the average programming here at WMUC. But it's what I do. I earned an anthropology degree from the school, and this is how I pay tribute to it. Anywho, next up we have, we'll shift to a very different sort of, dance music from a very different part of the world. We'll be playing a song called Original Part 2 by one KS1 Malaika. We'll talk about the song and genre afterwards. But yeah, for now, Original Part 2.
First Olubadan lobade tuji
aje obubu ni so
on the 4th of March 2016
lobade tuji papa ashe papa ye loko.
Musa Ali Adetunji
mi are ko mi ayo
Akon Musa Ali Adetunji
mi are ko mi ayo
Atoba tele la komu o
Otoba de oba
Ibata opelese
ba mi ka de opelori
Tunji o
ala ko mujo olubadan
oko lori kudira
ala ko mujo olubadan
oko jira sida
ala ko mujo olubadan
ako mu ade yo
o ma de tunji
ala ko mu ade yo
o ma de tunji
koko ko lara otale
asu aba o bede Asu aba obede ale lati soleu oba wa tutu
Ibadan rokeke
lojo ta ko mu bade oba
Ibadan rokeke o
lojo ta ko mu bade oba
Gbogbo oba Yoruba
lo pese sibe o
Gbogbo oba Alade
lo pese sibe o
Koja pon ba usa
pelu
Gomina pata
no pese sibe
eni ti olerin wa
bede be dawo
eni ti o
So that was original part two by one KS1 Malaika. So that was a prime example of the Fuji music. It is a genre of music popular in Nigeria that emerged in the 1960s. It is a music that's of the Yoruba people. So Fuji music has its stylistic origins from what we call were music, which is actually a genre of music that's used to arouse the Muslims to pray and feast during Ramadan. It's usually to wake them up for their first prayers, or I forgot the terms, but yeah, it's basically to wake people up before dawn during the fasting season. And Fuji music is features energetic beats, and more importantly, a call and response vocal structure. As mentioned, it is a somewhat modern genre that developed out of the Islamic Wera music, with influence from Sakara music, another Yoruba genre, as well as High Life, which is a Ghanaian music genre that is a fuse of African melodies and Western instruments. And Fuji is a genre whose influence extends into the modern day, because it is formed a lot of basis for a lot of rhythms and hooks in Nigerian hip hop. And why is it called Fuji? Well, I kid you not. According to one of the founders of the genre, he said it was named after Mount Fuji of Japan. And that he saw a poster at an airport once that had Mount Fuji on it. And boom, Fuji was born. It's a really random way of naming a... Naming a genre, but like, okay, I guess. This is Fuji music, being a modern genre with very traditional roots, obviously has quite the interesting names for their instruments. Truly comic, like Gudu Gudu, Dun Dun, and Sekere. All of which are and Gangan, Gbedu, all of which are different types of percussion, and as you heard in the track, when they all come together, it gives a pretty sophisticated, layered sound. And but yeah, obviously, Fuji is otherwise known for its call and response, so that's why when you have Fuji, you always have a entire choir of backing vocals, and it's rhythmically it's pretty complex. The tempo is usually upbeat, and the different vocals are intertwined and interplayed, and eventually it gave birth to a lot of further Nigerian genres, such as classical Fuji, which apparently it mixes American hip-hop with Fuji. And I never thought that, you know, mixing American hip-hop with Fuji will make it classical, but okay. And then there's Neo Fuji, there's Fuji Fusion, there's Afro Fuji, which is Afro Beats and Fuji, I believe, and then there's Fuji Piano, which I think we will be playing a clip of it in a bit. Right now we are nearing the 3 o'clock hour, and it's time for, you know,